Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It is a time now for an edition of The Finest. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live is now 40 minutes away there. Here's the chief.
When McCarthy slammed that tablet, do you think that was because he was frustrated with his team, or was the tablet just not working in that moment?
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit of frustration with the team there. Couldn't block anything up. How many guys got beat on that play?
All 11, I believe. I thought that he was mouthing when he slammed that tablet down. I thought he was mouthing, just fire me already. But I couldn't confirm it, so I didn't run with it and report it.
I thought it was we bleep and suck.
I thought it was too.
Maybe it was we're totally rooted.
We do have
we're rooted.
That has really, that was the truest theme that he really ever could have concocted. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing with that one.
He did. I wouldn't check his passport. I think you'd find a little trip down under this last offseason.
I do want to go tip of the cap, Rico Dowdle. Nice little outing there. I think future RB2 is in the works, perhaps.
I like it.
Get some younger, fresher legs out there in front. It adds to the frustration of giving Zeke as many opportunities this season as they had to date.
Glad to see you're on the Ashton Gentry train, by the way, sounds like.
Yeah.
Running back two for Dowdle.
Hey, man, if you can get him in round two, I'd be all over it. Be absolutely all over. I'm hearing best, deepest running back class we've seen in years. That's what I'm hearing.
Wow.
So I feel like second, third, fourth round, go ahead and get you a guy.
Could you imagine having the absolute best one out of a great class?
Yeah. That's why I like to draft him in the third or fourth round, because usually that's kind of where they pop up from. Mm. Got a lot of
what
swings and misses.
What position scares you the most to draft?
In the first round?
Quarterback?
None of the best running backs right now are in the third or fourth.
Punter?
What's the one position that would scare you the most to draft other than a quarterback?
What do you mean by scare?
Scare, like you don't want to do it.
Running back, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
You want nothing to do with the running back.
I want nothing to do with the running back.
I'm terrified by defensive tackle.
When you have as many holes as this team has, if you're going to start off the proceedings with putting a running back in there, give me whatever running back you want yesterday. It's not changing anything.
The position, you can't change your quarterback because you've already signed him up for 4 years, right? So what other position are you looking at?
Well, I mean, there's a long list of them, but I think my first order of business is fixing the right side of my offensive line. So it probably starts with I'll June 1 cut Terrence Steele. I'll eat that, and I'm replacing him immediately. And maybe I'm replacing him with Guyton, where he's more naturally a right tackle. I know Wolchuk's lamented that plenty. So maybe that's the case, and you draft your left tackle the future. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it has to start on the line of scrimmage and preferably on the offensive line.
Has a Guyton pick scared you off of drafting tackles for plug and play?
No, not at all. Has it you?
I think there's a little pause there now. I think there's something, I mean, we all always thought they were always going to take first-round linemen. They were going to be plug-and-play guys. This guy's learning curve is pretty steep.
Yeah.
So they
took an alternate route this time. They took a right tackle and tried to make him a left tackle.
It's not a slam dunk like it used to be. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's less of one for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't draft scared. You got to go out there and do what you think is best.
And take a running back.
No, because that would be
why
not drafting scared. That'd be drafting stupid.
You're drafting scared. You don't want the best running back?
No, I'd rather have the best offensive tackle. Wouldn't you?
You know what? To me, I've kind of seen some of these teams. I watched the Ravens' offensive line.
Yes, they put the cherry on top of a great roster with Derrick Henry. They didn't go get Derrick Henry and then build around him.
I don't know if the Ravens, would you say the Ravens have one of the best offensive lines?
They're playing a bunch of young guys. I mean, they're playing a rookie right tackle. They're playing a
second, third-year center.
Yeah, and they're essentially playing a rookie guard in Voorhees, who they went ahead and basically like redshirted.
The second or third-year center that you wanted the Cowboys to draft in the first round, are you going to talk down on him like he's not a good player?
I'm not.
They
also
have a good coach, and they also have the MVP at quarterback to help open things up for Derrick Henry.
Running game has made a huge difference. The running back has made a huge difference there. One of the best running backs in the league.
Yes, it was a nice cherry on top to what was already an AFC championship-level offense.
I think the offensive line, I think this running back is making this offensive line better. That's my opinion of it.
Well, yes, I think the quarterback in the scheme and all the other guys are making the running back better. The
quarterback's outstanding, but I think the running back has made a huge difference in this offense. It really does. I think the one thing that you could do to really help your quarterback, this one that you're going to have for the next 4 years,
is give him an offensive line that can open up holes and protect him. Yes, I agree.
That, you know, to me, though, that they got to find a way to get a guy that can be a difference. Well, you look what's happened in Philadelphia now with that guy.
Yes, after they built the offensive line and have two awesome receivers, they went ahead and decided to throw a running back in the mix. That's fine, and they won't win the Super Bowl, but it looks good. You barely beat the Jags yesterday, man. That was awesome. Saquon Barkley had an amazing game, and you scraped by, and you barely beat Doug Peterson, who should already be fired.
Carry on.
Like, come on.
No, carry on. You're good.
I mean, the best running backs in the league right now were taken in the first two rounds for the most part.
Yeah. That's fine. You can cherry pick that all you want, dude.
No.
If you guys are going to draft a running back, then we need to draft a new draft show. If you guys are going to talk about drafting a first round running back at pick 11 where you're picking right now, you're out of your mind.
What are you going after?
Because you guys are coming after me like I'm insane for not wanting to draft a running back.
You're the only one who's yelling and your veins are popping out of your neck.
That's because you're trying to draw me off the
table.
It's all right. I'm just trying to
find the top 10. I've said it. I'd address another position.
But at 11, you're good.
But hey, if
no, it's fine. If I pick 11, at pick 10, you don't want to do it. But pick 11, you want.
I just
want
to take good football players.
I was just trying to learn why you didn't like running backs. That's what I'm saying. And you know, maybe of having the best one. That's all I was trying to figure out. I wasn't trying to do anything. Please don't go after the draft show anymore. Really?
Cross the line there, damn it. Yeah. If you guys are talking about drafting a running back
because
the guys in the league were drafted
for
in the
11,
first round,
years
Derrick Henry was a second round running back.
We're going to have to talk about it. This team took a running back fourth overall. Yeah. The Cowboys certainly would do that.
I'm not worried about what the Cowboys would do. I'm asking you two guys. I'm not talking to Jerry Jones on the draft show. I'm talking to y'all.
You're fine.
So if y'all are going to make somebody out to be a schmo for wanting to draft an offensive lineman in the top 10 instead of a running back.
Nobody's making you a schmo. You're making stuff up now. Again.
The fact that they were running out Ezekiel Elliott as much as they had been to date, when Rico's averaging 5.3, Elliott 3.4. Yeah. I mean, the 56% success rate for Rico Dowdle, 34%. For Ezekiel Elliott, 62% success rate on catches out of the backfield for Rico, 40% for Zeke. And they kept running Zeke out there. And it was awesome to see Rico do what he did yesterday. It was certainly nice.
Yeah.
But it really just reinforces why was Zeke getting what he got to this point. And
did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
General manager.
Exactly. That's a Jerry thing.
Yep. The general manager has a say. I know Dawson and I had this discussion the other day. You know, And it is about, you know, the general manager would like to see this guy play. That's what this is, you know. And the head coach is like, fine, you're the general manager. Let's see how this works. And then, you know, your guy is now, you know, they're struggling with him. They're struggling to get him to practice. You know, they're struggling to get him to meetings. You know, there's a lot of struggle going on over there with that. Dowdle needs to play the rest of the way. No question about that.
Yeah, he's without a doubt your best back.
Yeah.
And I think Rico, you know, shows you that just getting a replacement level running back in there can be great. You don't have to draft super high to find somebody in there that can get you 4.5 or 5. I think that's the point that Chief was making. I think if you can have a good running game with a replacement level guy, whether that's with a great offensive line or with the greatest running quarterback the game has ever seen, you put a star running back on top of that, and now you are adding to the weapons that the other defense has to worry about. I don't think you could put Derrick Henry or any running back right now in here and make it a good enough running game that the other team would be paranoid by it. It would take a bad defense like you saw in Atlanta in order to create success.
You don't think defenses would play the Cowboys offense any different with Derrick Henry?
No.
No.
They play everybody that faces Dallas, they play 6-man box. Dallas gets more light boxes than any other team in the league.
I mean, Derrick Henry is great if you can give him the runway. And now he is 3 yards past the line of scrimmage at full speed, and guys are bouncing off him. If you go meet him in the hole, I think it would be very similar results.
I mean, the Cowboys don't trust their running game to, on 3rd and 1,
no,
give their running back the ball.
Not at all.
You don't think they would give it to Derrick Henry on 3rd and 1?
I think there's a better chance they would, and maybe yesterday they should have given it to Rico. You know,
I would have loved costing $7.5 million. But the problem is they don't view Rico as that guy, and that's clear because they refuse to feature him in the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just think that when it comes to positional value, like right now, you know, the difference between Zeke and Jalen Ramsey, where they are in their careers, you know, is a perfect opportunity to study this. You're wanting to add really good players for a long time. Zeke's been washed up really since about year 4 of his career. And Jalen Ramsey no longer in contention for best corner, but still a very good player.
Is he?
They didn't know where they wanted to play Ramsey. That was their biggest problem. That whole thing, you know, they could have drafted Ramsey. You're absolutely right. They just didn't know if he was a safety or a corner. That's your front office problem right there.
You don't want to be in a similar situation, though, if you are picking 9th or 8th, you know, and you take a running back that busts. I don't think any other team in the NFL would.
I just don't think it's a slam dunk anymore of plug-and-play guys here for their offensive line. That's what I'm saying.
Just because of Guyton?
I think
Guyton soured you on that?
I think there's a little bit of that, yeah. And maybe some of these guys that they've kind of, you know, the awesome Richards and the Matt Willett's goes and the...
Do you think maybe the Tyler Smith pick made him a little overconfident?
I think so.
Like,
I think
wow,
so.
Look at us.
Yeah, well, you know.
World thought we were stupid, and we nailed it. Let's do
also,
it again.
You also got to think about the offensive line coach, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's worked out very well either.
No. I mean, you've seen regression, specifically from Terrence Steele.
Yeah.
Other than Rico, I mean, Overshown was flying around, knifing and doing the best he could.
Yeah.
Kendricks was, you know, flying around as well. You know, the effort is certainly there with him. Osa, you know, was getting some level of pressure. I thought the toughness that CeeDee Lamb showed was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You're kind of scratching your head like, why is he still in there? I guess they know that whatever it is he was going through wasn't getting any worse. It was just a pain tolerance thing. So
yeah.
It was
AC
nice,
joint.
Nice to see a little toughness out of somebody.
They think he's going to be all right. I mean, just, you know, from what I'm hearing this morning, it seems like that's good. They were worried about Dak. They feel like, though, that CD's going to be okay.
There were some unreal pancakes 10 yards down the field. Linval Joseph and Mozzie Smith at the yellow first down marker on 1st and 10, just on their backs.
They need to revamp that whole. They need to revamp that whole defensive tackle room, and I don't think it's re-signing. I don't think it's re-signing Oso Digizu. I don't think that really helps you in any way. I think they're going to have to once again commit resources to getting that done. And it might be having to draft another Michigan guy.
How many off seasons do you think that this rebuild is going to be? Because the defensive line and the safeties, and we need an edge and another wide receiver, a guard and a right tackle.
Like you said, if Jerry Jones, tomorrow on trade deadline, and Jerry's going to do something. Jerry's going to make a trade. Is he going to make 11 trades? Because they could sure use 11 different guys if they really want to be honest about this.
And then just overall, the missed tackles were alarming. Would you say it was 15?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
15.
Honestly, it could have been more.
Yeah, I think it was 17. Was it the Baltimore game?
Yeah.
That was
they've had some really poor days of tackling. And the biggest one was Well, it, you know, it ended up being they moved the ball. They got Dallas had a chance to make the Atlanta punt from its own end zone, basically. Carson misses a tackle 2 yards in the side of the sticks. He makes that tackle that, you know, Atlanta's going to punt the ball. Maybe you get Turpin gets a big return out of it, but, you know, they get a first down and then they kind of pin you back in your end.
The fourth drive of the game for the defense, you had it was where Mooney ends up getting the touchdown. Diggs is lost, and it's 14-3. But before that, it was a 3rd-and-14 play to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
And Diggs has a chance to stop him there. It would be 4th-and-7.
Sure.
But he just olays it, just doesn't try to actually tackle him. And now what should have been 4th-and-7 or 8 is now a 4th-and-3. And then it's a TD to Mooney, and Diggs is complaining to the referee while the play is still going on instead of actually playing in the play. There's a 36-yard touchdown, and Diggs could have not had that happen to him had he just tried to make a tackle on Kyle Pitts on 3rd-and-14, but he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to. And Kalen Carson started to try and get a little bit better. He gave up a grab later in the game that was like, hey, that was pretty good coverage. But that what was that, the second drive of the game?
Yeah.
And they were just attacking him.
They were 7 for 7 on targets and receptions against him in that game.
Yes.
His tackling might be bad now. I mean, he's had missed tackles, but his tackling because of his shoulder, he might not be interested in sticking it in there like he needs to.
No.
Got to stick it in there.
Yeah.
Well, you learn from your leaders. You look around to your right, and you're like, what other corner's really going to get in here? I guess Jordan Lewis will.
Jordan Lewis will mix it up.
Jordan Lewis will do it.
Yeah.
You know, Donovan Wilson, for as frustrating as he is, he's at least trying to tackle people, and you can appreciate
downhill.
That. But
he's good.
Yeah, the dig stuff just continues to compound on itself.
Thank you, Chief. In addition to the finest every afternoon to 5 o'clock, this one featuring one of the top debates we've seen between Chiafalo and Broadus, and that's saying a lot, you know? I really hope you guys can settle your differences here at the break without a bloody nose like last time.
Well, yeah. I was gaslit, okay? And I was put on fire.
Let's go.
And then I got called out for reacting to it.
What do you guys think on the text at 877-881-1053? Maybe you'll hear it tomorrow again with Sean and RJ or something like that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.